This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, I'm back with part four of a five-part series that looks at caring, but a little bit different. I'm looking at the relationship between you and the caring support communities back home. I'm suggesting that it's a two-way street. I'm also emphasizing that you need to work at getting them to care for you in the best way that they can in order to help you be effective. Then I also took a, continuing in my sort of upside down perspective, have been taking the stance that you have an incredible opportunity to live into the lives of your carers. The people that think that they're there to care for you, you can care for them, and you can help them develop an understanding of living and working in a cross-cultural setting that they would not otherwise have if they didn't have you. My goal is that you would somehow infect them with the benefits and possibilities of being influential in all of their five arenas of interpersonal relationships, which, remember, are kin, neighbor, social, work, and belief. So we've been having a lot of fun, at least I've been having a lot of fun, thinking about, imagining the possibilities of all of this. And today I want to talk more about this line of building into them, living into them, influencing them in a way that's fun and exciting and educational all at the same time. Now, that sounds like an unrealistic expectation, but listen and bear with me. Today I want to talk about local events. Local events, stuff that happens in your calendar year, where you're living, in your host community and host culture that people back home don't know anything about. I get a lot of ideas out of this from some really incredibly creative, but otherwise normal people who work in places where they're not from, and who write a lot about the experience of being an outsider in other insiders' realms. This is an incredibly rich arena for information and for influence. What happens during your regular year where you are? I know a lot of places are like everywhere else. They have holidays. They have official holidays and unofficial holidays. They have celebrations. They have family things. They have government things. They have historical things. And that's what I'm suggesting that you communicate about. We know here in the United States so little in terms of what the regular person's perspective is of things. We don't know much of local people's reports. Oh, yeah, we see occasional people spout off on CNN or something like that, but we don't know. And I think you're in a particular place to be an incredibly influential bridge builder between your caring communities back home and the local people. And that starts, or that continues, with sharing with people back home about what life and events are like where you're living. Let's take a particular holiday. I would be very sensitive as I looked over your year for holidays that do not occur back home. I'm not coming up with one right at the top of my head. Maybe I should have thought a little bit more, but the whole concept of, like, in the United Kingdom, of bankers' holidays, I have no idea what they are or what they mean, except that upon further examination, they're days that the banks are closed, I guess. So bankers take a holiday so everyone else does. Well, I'm not that impressed with that, but maybe there's something about that, about what do people do on a banker's holiday? For example, many people like to take a day out. A day out is taking a little travel somewhere close by and doing something that's purely for the fun and enjoyment of it. Where do those people go around you when they have a banker's holiday and a day out? What do they do? How is that the same, and how is that different from back home? Are there any ways in which people relate to each other while they're there? Do people who otherwise avoid people become more gregarious and chatty about things or not? As an example, I was up in the continuing my in my United Kingdom story. I was up in the Lake District on a banker's holiday, and I was with a local vicar and his family, and we did what a lot of Brits like to do. We went hiking in the country. And it was cold and drizzly, and while I did have a heavy coat, I had to borrow a hat, and I had a scarf. Well, the only scarf that was available was a scarf of one of the better-known football clubs around, Manchester United, and I had bought that as a souvenir for my son. So I am wandering around in the middle of nowhere in the Lake District in a national park kind of place wearing a Manchester United scarf. And actually, Manchester United was playing a game right then against Southampton, and they were losing. Well, that was a big deal up in Manchester country. And here I am wandering around, minding my own business, relating to the vicar and his family, and all these strangers are asking me if I knew the score. Well, if he answered, they were fine, and they, you know, it was okay. If I answered, it was quite an event, because here they're asking for a local football club score, and an American voice responds to them with much of the same animation and interest that they have. Now, normally, people wouldn't talk like that, except maybe around a soccer game while it, or a football game while it was going on. But I don't know, did the day out have something to do with that? So I would want to relate that story back to people around me and or the caring people back home who are caring around me and help them to understand and see how some of those events bring out the best in people or the curiosity in people and things like that. What are some other examples? Well, I'm glad you asked. Actually, no, I'm not, because now I have to think of some more, and all of a sudden, I can only think about football. Bear with me. I think about holidays. Let's look at that. Is there a thing that happens or a holiday that happens where you are living now that does not happen back at home? Certainly, there are independence holidays. There are memorial holidays that memorialize some significant event. And what I would do about that is that I would find people who knew, or just the average person, and ask them to describe to me the importance of this holiday. Maybe I'd want to do a little survey of three or four people. Excuse me, can you tell me what this holiday means to you? Secondly, I'd say, what do you guys usually do on this holiday? Of course, I'm going to probably have to talk to people that I'm somewhat friendly with. I'm not sure strangers would respond very well. But it would be very interesting to find out and see what people do. I would imagine that local people that where you are have about the same attitude about holidays as we do at home here in the United States. We think of holidays mostly in terms of the time off they give us. Then secondly, most of us, to be honest, think about the meaning around the holiday. And I must confess here that there are many holidays that I don't remember the significance of them until after the fact, when I read in the paper about how everybody spent the day doing something really cool or something beneficial for other people. I hope you're getting the point of what I'm looking at here, because what I'm really looking at is saying, how can you translate your living and your experience of culture into your supporting and caring community's understanding? How can you do that in a way that helps them see how they can remember you, how can they can think about you, how they can care for you, and how can that be tied into effectiveness? The more information, this is a very strong belief of mine, the more information I can have about a situation, the more ability I have to identify ways to speak into it. Therefore, the corollary of that is the more information they have about your situation, the more ways that they can care into it for you, on behalf of you, and with you. Well, I hope you found this helpful. I've been reminiscing while I've been talking about all the time I spent in other countries and the various celebrations that we've had and the meaningfulness that that has allowed me to celebrate with local people their way. And I hope you have those experiences too. And I hope that you come up with interesting stories to explain this to your caring communities. And I hope that that makes us all wiser, stronger, and better people. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.